The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now to that good news that primary school pupil teacher ratios across the country are better than they have been in about 20 years. The devil, of course, in the detail, because those are the average numbers and some of the specifics in certain counties are still pretty extreme. Simon Lewis, primary school principal and host of If I Were the Minister for Education podcast, is with us. We should look to the positive, Simon, I suppose, first. 20-year low in overall class sizes.
Hi, Anton. Great to talk to you again. Yeah, it is great. We've come from a very, very high sort of a baseline, but it is good that we're starting to say that we're close to having good and class sizes in Ireland. So we're still the highest in the EU, but we're getting there, I guess. That's the positive.
And the Independent has done an interesting breakdown where they've looked at the average class size per county, but then they've looked at how many people are in, or how many students are in classes above 20 and how many are in classes above 30. And there are some counties, like, for instance, in Leitrim, nearly a third of the students in Leitrim are still in class sizes larger than 30. That's a lot of kids for one teacher to be in control of.
It sure is. And teachers of my vintage may look back at the start of our careers and that would have been normal, but it shouldn't be normal now. And possibly the reason counties like Leitrim and maybe other more rural counties are in that situation is because that there's a lot of classes. They're small schools, so there's a number of classes within one room. And you also have the situation where schools, because you get your teacher allocation based on the number of students that are in your school, many schools, especially small schools, if they lose one family, they might lose a teacher. So they maybe up their class sizes just in case a family leaves. So it's no surprise that a rural county like Leitrim may be in that situation.
Although I suppose what's interesting is it shows how significant a role luck plays. Because if we take Leitrim as case in point, a third of the students are in classes larger than 30. One-fifth are in classes smaller than 20. So you can be in the one county area and be in a class of 18 or a class of 32, and it seems to be just chance.
It is, in a way. It's actually systematic. It's not really chance, to be honest. We have this kind of bizarre system in Ireland for allocating classes. And, you know, depending on the numbers you have, you could be close to this sort of almost cliff edge on how many teachers you get. So you could be, if you're one child short of the next number of teachers, pupils you'll need for the next teacher, or then you may find yourself in a terrible situation where you're splitting classes and therefore the children have to be divvied out amongst the teachers that are there. And that's really, in some ways it's random, but it's also by design. I mean, it's a very, very tricky system and really makes no sense.
What do you regard as the ideal world scenario? At what sort of numbers does a primary school class become unmanageable for a teacher?
Well, I've been looking into this for the last, I suppose, decade or so, because I suppose every year this is a subject that comes up. It's the number one priority for the unions when they're looking at their budget submissions. So, I mean, studies internationally would suggest that there is, it's kind of like the Goldilocks situation. You've got class sizes that are too high, but you also have class sizes that are too low. And then you've got that sweet spot in the middle, which is about 15 to about 21, 22 pupils per class. And even that, it's a little bit more complicated than that, because for very young children, where you know, you've a different methodology, it's more play-based. You know, even if you have 15 to 21 children in the classroom, you need more adults. You know, if you look at any preschool, you'll really have no more than one adult per eight children. But as soon as they get to primary school, it's still one adult for anything up to 30 children or more. So it's not completely straightforward, but 15 to 21, 22 is about optimal, internationally speaking, anyway.
I think that a lot of people will understand the ceiling as to why you don't want too many students in class. Why is there a floor? Why do you not want to go below 15?
It comes down to interaction, really, and that seems to be what the studies say. So if you have fewer than 15 kids, if you think, maybe just as an example, a PE class, if you have only five kids in your class, it's not going to be the most active PE class. Who are you going to pass the ball to, kind of thing. But even for other sort of subjects, class discussions, diversity of opinion discussions, all that kind of thing, they're all kind of important. I mean, it works very well. Let's say the lower numbers work very well in, let's say, a grind school situation where it's just one-to-one hot housing and so on. But if you want a more holistic sort of a classroom, that seems to be the bottom figure that has been agreed by people much more academic than me.
We talked about the different sort of breakdown depending on where you are geographically. It also, the other thing that plays a significant difference is the type of school that you're attending. If you're in a Catholic school, you are nearly twice as likely to have overcrowding than if you're in a multi-denominational school. And if you're in a Gael school, 13.8% of the pupils in Gael School are in classes of 30 or more. So being in one of the Gael School, that makes you much more likely to face overcrowding.
Yeah, I actually think that's a bit of a misnomer, to be honest with you. Multi-denominational schools, for example, there may be two multi-denominational schools in the country that are in rural areas. I think this is a rural-urban thing because urban schools would naturally have much larger numbers, so they're less at risk of, you know, losing a teacher if a family leave and so on. Whereas rural schools, if they lose a family, they could be divvying the children up amongst classes. Gaelscoileanna is similarly, apart from, I mean, Gaelscoileanna again differently because you have rural Gaelscoileanna and you have urban Gaelscoileanna, so you probably have that kind of mixed situation too. So I think by patron, while I blame patronage for the problem of this, because that comes down to school choice and all the rest of it, and we saw another article in the Irish Times today about bus transport and lack of tickets, it's all because, you know, we have a situation where anyone can go to any school in the country and you can't plan. And that's why, I suppose, you put in these systems which can cause these cliff edge situations, particularly in rural areas.
What does it mean for schools in social disadvantage? What do the numbers reveal in terms of DESH schools?
DESH schools, again, slightly different depending on what type of DESH school you are. There's at least three types of DESH schools. Your DESH band one, which would be your most disadvantaged, DESH band two, and then the rural DESH would be similar. And in DESH band one schools, you have a much lower pupil-teacher ratio. I think it's 14 pupils to one there. The reason for that, I guess, is again to ensure that you're in a class of, you know, around 20, you know, 18 to 20, which is actually in the sweet spot. So, you know, that I mean, if we could get all schools into that sweet spot, I think we'd be doing quite well and create systems that make sure it happens so we don't have these weird anomalies every year.
And of course, one of the big challenges in recent times has been the number of Ukrainian children being introduced into the system thanks to the Russian invasion of Ukraine. 11,000 Ukrainian children. And interestingly, when you look at where the majority or what counties have the largest proportion of children, unsurprisingly, Dublin rates fairly high with 1,120. Cork relatively high as well with 1,168. Surprisingly, Donegal, 955. That has to put a lot of the Donegal school system under pressure, I would imagine.
In some ways, yes. And I was speaking to a principal, actually. There was a story last year that I think I was speaking to you or one of your colleagues on, where a school in Donegal had, it was a very small school and their population doubled with Ukrainians coming to the manage. In some ways, it saved the school in terms of keeping teachers and maybe added an extra teacher to the school. But financially, it had a severe impact on them in that they didn't get the funding for it. That's probably a different story for another day. But there's no control over that. A lot of rural schools have said that they've saved teachers as a result of Ukrainians and other refugees coming to Ireland. But yes, it obviously does put some pressure because you've English language needs, and sometimes you're dealing with children with trauma, and that again requires services that don't exist, particularly in rural areas.
Now, we were saying that this is the lowest pupil-teacher ratio across the country that we have seen in about 20 years. Do you take solace from that, and would you be optimistic for years to come that the trend will continue?
Well, I mean, I've been in the game a long time, and look, it is good that we're slowly but surely getting to this 20 to 1 ratio that keeps being promised. And it would be great to get there eventually. But we do need to change the systems for, you know, to ensure that all classes have that. I propose that we should have a maximum class size rather than this average class size, because if you have a bad year, let's say, for enrollments and you only have 15 children enrolling, you have to make that number up somewhere in some other class. But also for younger children, we also need teaching assistance, because you can have 20 children and one adult in a room for 4 and 5 year olds, but a teaching assistant, particularly in younger classes, would be necessary and long overdue too.
Now, just explain, what's the difference with the maximum class size versus the current system? How would that be an advantage?
Yeah, it would mean that if you had a bad year, let's say in terms of enrollments, because again, schools are competing with each other for children. For every child you get in, that equates to a number of teachers you have. So let's say you just have a year where you don't have enough in 1 year, rather than forcing a school to get to up another class to 25 to make up the shortfall if the average is 20. If you can prove, that, I can get the 20 in the other classes, we just had a blip year, you don't lose a teacher, essentially. It's just a kinder system, let's say.
Now, on the topic of losing teachers or keeping teachers, to what extent is the recruitment challenges of both getting and retaining teachers, and even keeping teachers in the country, the limiting factor in relation to getting the class size numbers down even lower?
It's definitely part of the problem. I mean, the lower the class size, the more teachers you need in the country. We have a teacher recruitment crisis since 2014. It's just been exacerbated more and more by the lack of accommodation. People have better conditions in other countries, so people are moving off to get those conditions. And then even other jobs out there are becoming, teaching used to be this, in a way, cushy number, and people will still say it's a bit of a cushy number with the holidays and all that. But there are other jobs now. The private sector and other jobs are keeping up with some conditions, the ability to work from home, flexible working weeks, all that sort of stuff can become more attractive. So teaching, I suppose the other thing is that people like me would have gone into teaching and it will be my career for the 40 years I'm in it. Younger people aren't working as long in professions. They're not going in to a job and staying there forever. They hop from job to job, and we have to, accept that. So we might have enough teachers coming into the system, but why they're not staying, it's manifold reasons.
But part of it is the change in quotes, normal working conditions, hybrid working, working from home is attracting people away from the profession.
It's one. I don't think it's the biggest one. I think everyone's agreed. Lack of accommodation seems to be a massive issue, because the problem of recruitment seems to be in urban areas where accommodation is less available. But it's not just as simple as accommodation. There's loads of factors.
Simon, thank you very much. That is Simon Lewis, primary school principal and host of If I Were the Minister for Education podcast. And the detail broken down by geography is in the print edition of The Independent, but independent.ie, the online edition, has a search function where you can put in your local school or the school that your children are in, and it will give you the average class size across that school and the largest class size there if you are curious.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.